Baseball is back, basketball is heating up, and the NFL draft is right around the corner. Listen to the latest on the teams you love here on the Odyssey app, the biggest sports radio stations in the country, providing unrivaled local coverage of their teams all in one place. Exclusive interviews with players, coaches, and team executives, streaming live and always available on demand. Stay in the know with your favorite teams right here on the Odyssey app.
Local people, local stories. This is the All Local from News Radio 1080 KRLD.
Dallas police are searching for a suspect. They say shot and killed a man in his home this morning. KRLD's Bailey Friday has the update.
A man is dead after being shot in his own apartment in Dallas. Police say it happened around 2 a.m. at the Hampton at Lake West Apartments on Bickers Street, south of the Trinity River. Police say someone shot into the apartment several times.
Officers arrived and they located the complainant, Desmond Walton, who's a 37-year-old black male, laying on the bedroom floor.
Officer Carlos Almeida with Dallas Police says Walton had been shot multiple times. He was rushed to the hospital, but he ended up dying from his injuries. Police have launched an investigation into the shooting. At this time, no arrests have been made. Bailey Friday, News Radio 1080, KRLD.
Even if a COVID-19 vaccine becomes available this fall, state health officials say it won't be available to most Texans until next July. The department's Imelda Garcia says at least six different companies are working on vaccines, and many will require two doses.
And so this will definitely complicate our vaccine distribution and allocation, because you not only have to know which brand that individual got, but also the timing and when to bring them back.
She says a vaccine could be approved by the end of the year, but the first to receive it will be healthcare workers, the elderly, and people with underlying conditions. The Department of State Health Services says about 5 million Texans work frontline jobs or would be especially vulnerable to the virus. More rural communities dealing with an increase in coronavirus cases. In Wise County, the number of people in the hospital is up. Jason Wren is CEO of Wise Health System. He says usually 4 to 7 people are treated at the hospital each day, but recently that number is more than doubled.
We had 16 hospitalized COVID patients both days, last Thursday and Friday, and that's the highest we have seen that number of hospitalized COVID patients at this hospital during the entire pandemic.
Wren says wearing a mask is one of the best ways to slow the spread of COVID-19, but he says a lot of people in Wise County are not wearing masks. He says the growing number of coronavirus cases during the flu season has health experts worried. Two accused child abusers in Collin County will face jury trials that are taking place under COVID conditions.
In one Collin County courtroom, the trial of an Allen man accused of the continuous sexual abuse of a child. Down the hall, a Plano man faces the same charge. Both courtrooms have been specially set up with social distancing, limited seating for the gallery, and special seating for the jury. There is plexiglass throughout the courtroom. There's been a backlog of cases awaiting trial, and the charges that the two men are facing are among the most serious in Texas, with a minimum penalty of 25 years in prison, a maximum of life, and no parole possible. Testimony starts in both cases this morning. LP Phillips News, Radio 1080 KRLD.
The State Fair of Texas has wrapped up its drive-through event and is now getting ready to welcome Texans back in the fall of 2021. KRLD's Alan Skaya with more from Fair Park.
The State Fair of Texas ran a drive-through event for 15 days instead of the usual 24-day run this year. Carissa Condiana says 23,000 cars passed through. 32,000 people took pictures with Big Tex.
With the creativity and innovation that the State Fair of Texas team came up with, we've been able to keep the State Fair spirit alive this fall.
She says another 150,000 people participated in Fair from Home events.
The fair is fun. And so we knew when we were creating all these alternative activations, we need to have that throughout the entire run of events and activations that we planned. And we wanted to provide that for people because 2020 hasn't really been that much fun.
Condiana says the State Fair of Texas still raised more than $1 million for kids' education and projects around South Dallas. At Fair Park, Alan Skaya, News Radio 1080 KRLD.
Early voter turnout has been so strong in Tarrant County, officials want to add 8 more voting sites to help handle the crowds. During the first 5 days of early voting, more than 222,000 people came out to vote. That's about 19% of Tarrant County's registered voters. The elections administrator will ask county commissioners today for permission to open the new sites. The last 2 days of early voting, which are traditionally the busiest days of the period. Early voting continues through October 30th. One person is dead after a crash overnight on North Central Expressway. Happened about 10:30 Monday night, northbound on 75 near North Park Center. One car crashed into an 18-wheeler. The driver of the car died at the scene. Authorities say speed may have been a factor. In Houston, 2 police officers are hospitalized after they were shot this morning. The conditions of those officers have not been released, but Houston Chief Art Acevedo is expected to give more information during an early afternoon briefing. Check in with News Radio 1080 for updates on that story. In sports, the Cowboys get ready to play at Washington on Sunday after last night's 38-10 loss to Arizona. And it's a 7:09 start tonight for World Series Game 1 at Globe Life Field. Island Park's Clayton Kershaw gets the start for the Dodgers, while Tyler Glasnow pitches for Tampa Bay. Tonight's game is sold out.
The All Local, updated several times a day on the podcast page on KRLD.com. Listen to us on the radio.com app anytime, anywhere for the latest breaking news plus traffic and weather together on the 8s. News Radio 1080 KRLD.